Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got on Ebro in the morning. Beautiful Laura Styles Rosenberg. Happy Thanksgiving. Safe travels wherever you're going. We are going to be talking about must-haves on that Thanksgiving plate. And I want to sort through this whole pumpkin pie versus sweet potato pie because I have for years had an issue. Pumpkin pie is cool. It is not sweet potato pie, guy.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't even be in the same conversation.
They just look the same.
Similar, not even. Like, sweet potato pie is browner, just
well, the
lovelier.
And the texture
is prettier.
The texture is different.
Sexier. Sweet potato pie is just, mwah.
What do you prefer, Rosenberg?
I feel like I used to prefer pumpkin pie because it's what I was used to. But the spice in pumpkin pie, I think I actually like sweet potato better.
It's delicious.
Although, to be honest, I probably prefer pecan to both.
Talk to him.
Woo!
Pecan pie?
Yeah. Pecan pie is next level.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you changed it. See, you just changed the discussion.
Yeah, it's a whole
pecan
other.
Pie is a whole other.
That's my number one pie in the whole thing.
Universe.
Probably. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pecan pie is borderline just chocolate cake. I mean, it's like.
Bruh.
It's a sweet.
You warm up
sweet
your pecan
jelly.
Pie? You ever warm up?
Sweet
warm,
jelly.
Slight warmeth on the pecan?
What? A little vanilla ice cream?
Woo!
A little Cool Whip or a little ice cream.
Nah,
just
you
a little
get
bit.
Out of my face. Don't you ever bring up Cool Whip again. I'll throw it at you. You better put that vanilla
like
ice cream
it.
Right there next to that warmeth pecan pie.
I love Laura because that's the kind of thing that would be in my house. I'm like, that is such a hood thing to say. Be like, don't even skip the ice cream. Cool Whip. Not that my house was remotely hood, but it was always Cool Whip. More likely to find Cool Whip in there than ice cream.
Why? I don't like Cool Whip. It's nothing. It's just
it's
whip.
So good.
It's nothing.
I don't know, but I will tell you one thing about Cool Whip. If you're dieting and you're low carbing and you want something sweet just to like have at some point, Cool Whip is a great thing.
Yo,
to
if you talk to
have
me
you
about
ever had
low
Cool
carbing,
Whips and strawberries?
Sorry. Yeah, that's popping.
Man.
That's popping, but I don't beat warmeth pecan pie and
with ice cream.
No, don't talk to me.
The thing is, what you have to learn as you get older is to pace yourself and not be such a pig. Because I tend to, I'm 39 years old, and I'm trying to figure out a lot of things in life and make the next 40 make more sense.
That's right.
And here's one thing. I'm going to start this year by not eating so much over the course of the meal that I don't want to eat dessert.
Good idea.
Like
that's
just have,
smart.
Just have one plate. Just have one plate.
Or what I do often, I have the plate. I have dessert. I wait. I have another plate.
If you want another plate later.
Right.
But if you have two plates off top, now you don't want dessert.
Right. No, who said that?
I need a break. Last year I started almost like hyperventilating.
Well, see, I was going to say that. See, my problem has been for years, and it's going to be even worse this year, is I eat so healthy all the time that I don't even know if I can stay awake through the first plate.
You're going to be laid out in the corner everyone's going
to
eat your pie.
Macaroni and cheese and all that is putting me to sleep right away.
Quick.
Like, I can't breathe. I can't
sleep. You're going
to
wake up?
I have to lay on the floor.
What time, Laura, what time is your meal?
My boyfriend's family usually
God.
Eats late.
Here we go.
But my mom cooks real early, so I'm trying to find a fair medium.
You haven't set a time? Call a time, Laura. Leadership.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna
key.
Do like. Yeah, I'm gonna do like
you.
Seven.
Seven.
That's late.
That's late,
guys, man. That's
yeah, because my mom does like 5 o'clock,
that's
5, 6.
So then go
but
6.
My boyfriend's family is like 10 p.m. They're yo, crazy.
What?
I'm telling you, Laura's Thanksgiving is setting up to be an epic disaster. This is gonna be great.
Shut up, Cass. Don't put that juju on me.
All right. So for the audience, Laura Styles. Boyfriend's entire family has traveled across the country to be with Laura and her family. Laura's family, on her side, she has a sister that doesn't talk to her dad. Her mom and dad don't talk, but everybody's going to be in the house together because Laura's like, listen, y'all will be in this damn house sitting at this damn table.
Yep.
For this first family gathering of the families.
And you better act right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? House Carranza. and House, I don't know, the boyfriend's last
Rodriguez.
Name. House Carranza and House Rodriguez is coming together.
So so far, they haven't set a time for dinner.
Yep.
The turkey came too small. mom was like, wait, dad
mom
is
Mom Carranza
coming?
Is not talking to dad Carranza.
Yeah, so that's going to be a nice thing. Mm-hmm. What else is going on, Laura?
Well, Laura, you gotta exercise some leadership. First and foremost, understand that 5 o'clock is not early. All right? That's not early. 10 o'clock,
well, 10
p.m. for your
hood-ass like
boyfriend's eight. Family, 10 p.m. is absurdly late. Like, a different time. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
To have a meal like that?
That's not even on Thanksgiving. That's on Friday.
You won't be able to work that
Black
off.
Black Friday meal.
Yeah, you'll be working that off at Christmas. A 10 p.m. Thanksgiving meal?
Fam, we're going to do 7:30. 7:30 is pretty clean.
See, it's funny. We always, every year we talk about this, by the way, times.
The time.
And I'm the only one in my family who really favors early. I think this year they're doing like 5-6 o'clock.
That's early.
That's not early.
Shawnee, what time do you normally have Thanksgiving
like
dinner?
7:30, 8 o'clock.
That's late, bro.
On a regular day.
What time do you eat dinner? 7:38.
It's not a regular day.
It's not. 6 right. p.m. is like the 5:30, 6 p.m.
I think that's
at our house this year, because I'm going to two different spots this year. So with Issa and her mom and that side, we're going at 3. And I'm going to hang there till about 5:30, and then I'm bouncing.
So wait.
I'm going to my girl crib, and then that's at like 6:37.
But
they're only waiting for me because I'm going to two different spots.
And I think that 3, honestly.
You're gonna eat dinner at the first spot?
Yeah.
I like 3 or 4 o'clock for dinner.
3 How o'clock? You're having Thanksgiving brunch?
I like it.
It's too early.
By the way, brunch, honestly, let's keep it 1,000 is 11, 12, 1 at the latest. Brunch is not 2, 3 ever in life. If you're eating brunch at 2, 3, you're not eating brunch.
But 3 o'clock is not dinner.
On Thanksgiving and Christmas, that is...
But here's the deal. 3 o'clock actually means 4, first of all. Because 3 o'clock means dinner's ready, we're going to say grace and do whatever pleasantries happen, and then you're going to get seated, and you're not eating until 4, whatever after that.
Too early.
I like it
because I'm on my second plate by 7.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I done took a nap, and I'm coming back for more.
You got to, like, the family got to come over. Everybody has to get situated.
Y'all got to hurry up and eat and leave.
When growing up, I used to go to my aunt and uncle's house in Baldwin, right, before they moved to Trump country. We would go there for Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't even know what Baldwin is.
Long Island, sorry.
Okay.
We would go there, and it would be first football game starts 12. The first game would be wrapping up. So it'd be like 3:15, and then you move in, you eat, you're in there till like 4:30, and you come out, and it's like the beginning of the second football game. That, to me, I love that time. And then you fall asleep, like Ebro said. You might bounce back 7 o'clock, have
8
a little.
8 o'clock, you have another one.
Nah.
Yeah. And then I'm drunk by 10.
Drinks definitely happening early.
See, because that's the problem. I don't like when people start drinking before we say grace and start eating. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think the first thing needs to be that meal, because I need y'all to get out. Once people start getting drunk, I don't need you trying to sit down at the table with
drinks
me.
Drinks upon arrival.
Drinks upon arrival. As soon as the kitchen
yes,
opens.
Yes, Shawnee, I'm with you.
As soon as you walk in the door, you want a drink, and there's like little snacks you can eat all day, but the food ain't ready till about 7. The main course.
It's very
food
interesting.
Food is at 7. We eat, and then we dance afterwards.
By the way,
I like the eating and dance. I like the dancing part for sure.
Talent show.
I just want to say, on behalf of white people, no white person has ever danced at a Thanksgiving.
What?
Where's the music? You
what? Is that a party?
Then you burn off some of those calories, Rosenberg. Get with it.
I've never seen
any. Thanksgiving is the biggest family
party ever.
Yes.
By the way, I'm not knocking it.
Little merengue?
It sounds amazing. I'm just telling you, in my personal experience.
I think Italians dance.
But Italians are...
Or white adjacent.
White adjacent. And don't get me
wrong. You need room to dance.
There's no room to dance.
And if you're like white Spanish, you're definitely dancing. Like white Puerto Ricans and all that, white Cubans, they dance.
You already knew that didn't count the same way.
I'm glad you're drawing a line between the different types of white people. Some people don't understand.
I don't even consider...
them white.
No. I'm picturing like...
But white people don't consider you white. You're Jewish.
I know, but the sad part is...
I didn't know there were all these layers to this.
Layers. It's crazy.
You need to have like a little Jewish jam, yeah. No?
Oh, Jewy jam.
What, you want to play like klezmer music?
No, man. Yeah. Third bass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. Y'all got some heat out here.
Drake.
There you go.
Y'all got heat.
But it's not even a Jewish holiday.
Doesn't have to be.
It's Giving Thanks Day, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's be honest about Thanksgiving. It's a holiday, and it's really what you make of it. Because I'm gonna tell you what it ain't. It ain't a happy time for Native Americans.
No, and that's just a happy time for America. So,
and it's definitely not a happy time for the country all the way around. So we're giving thanks for what we got going. That's good. You focus on the good things.
Facts.
We're gonna take your calls coming up too. Yo, play a Rosenberg Thanksgiving classic.
You weren't digging the crates?
Yeah, you fell off this year. Once I delivered those Tekashi 6ix9ine bars,
you couldn't follow up. I said, you know what? I need a year off. Once I heard what Ebro had, I said, I'm not embarrassing myself like this.
Yo, nobody's ever been finished by raps like this before.
People are going to jail.
Yo, it's got crazy.
Careers are ending.
Yo, man, next streets time one of you rappers want to come across my path, just know what I do to people out here with these bars.
We've seen it before. You might end up in a real, real pickle.
All right, we're gonna play Rosenberg Thanksgiving classics, all right? But we're going to cut them off if they sound terrible, because when you made them, they probably sounded good.
You want to play one? Sean, you want me to play
one? Yeah, run one. What you got in there?
Oh, man, that time again. Another Thanksgiving classic.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
Boy, you turn on the football game.
That already sounds horrible.
Gravy on the side, homie.
Turkey can't be so
kind of hard.
It needs a companion. Cranberry, I'm sure you'll do.
Hey.
That's actually pretty tight. Okay.
Stuff it by my mother.
Hey.
I will kill my brother.
Whoa.
What?
Don't eat that, you fat ass Jew.
Whoa. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You ain't eat. Don't do it. Don't do it. You ain't eat. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You ain't eat. Don't do it. Don't do it. You ain't eat.
Rosenberg Thanksgiving bars.
Don't do it. Thanksgiving, yeah, I'm down with it. From Chicago,
right.
She's in the kitchen throwing down with it.
Chicago,
hook up the mashed potatoes.
Hey.
Green beans, no, I hate those. Oh, we eating all day up in this house. I'm getting fat, I ain't even working out. Only Thanksgiving makes me feel like this.
Only Thanksgiving.
Don't try all the leftovers with. Don't try. Turkey can't be solo. It needs a companion.
It's ridiculous.
Cranberry, I'm sure you'll do.
This one was good.
This was all right.
This one's better than I remember. You got another one?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, go ahead. Thanksgiving classic.
I got turkey. I got stuffing. I got gravy on my plate. I got grandma's magic pumpkin pie with whipped cream on my plate. I got sour cream and casserole mac and cheese all on my plate. I got salad with fried chicken plus some dressing on my plate. I need more like this. It's warm like this. Gives me a food erection. Organize my plate and separate in different yummy sections. Pass me biscuits. Pass me rolls. Give me coffee. I want this bread. Then I take my ass to bed. This, that. I got white meat. I got dark meat. I need more meat on my plate.
Thanksgiving
I got
classic.
Green beans, I got gravy. I got yams all on my plate. And I'm taking extra taters so my brother starts to hate. Here comes grandma. Here comes grandpa. Please don't let bear out the gate.
Whoa. No, mom, don't let bear out. Mom. Oh, you messed up the whole
classic
song.
White kid screaming at his mom.
That was kind of fire.
What do I do now? Wait. Okay. I know what to do.
Oh, the switch up?
I like my taters extra fattening, but please don't spill on my lapping. Oh, the turkey's ready. We'll get your ass to passing. So pass it to a player. Pass it to me. Now serve it for a player. Serve it for me.
Yeah.
My meat's a turkey in that hammy. Stuff is made by Grammy. When we having dinner, like my cran straight out the canny. Seconds, yes, I want it. Yes, hell yeah,
my
I want
cran
it.
Straight out
I'm
the canny.
I'm down some weight this year, so yes, I'm gonna flaunt it. So get the bird out the oven now. Please go put some gravy on it.
I like to mix it
with potatoes and get wavy on it.
I don't know.
So right, but pumpkin pie makes my night. Lucky for you, I'm feeling nice. I'm being nice. Lucky for you, I'm full of rice. Why'd I eat rice? Now pass me more pumpkin pie. I swear if I don't, I'm gonna die. I need to eat this food all night. I eat all night. I need to eat till I feel right.
Rich?
Oh, is it right?
Okay.
Girl, I'm a freestyle for a minute.
Yeah, that was terrible.
About
this holiday that they call Thanksgiving.
That they call is such an R. Kelly move.
Ebro's in New Jersey.
Yes.
Complaining to Izzy. And Laura's with her new in-laws for the first time. And Juanito is probably eating nonstop. And Shawnee Culture somewhere pretending to be Sprocko fans.
I don't remember that.
That
was last year.
That was disrespectful.
Sorry, Johnny. Why Sprocko? Yeah, why?
That's so disrespectful, man. Yeah,
this is why I needed a year off, Shawnee, to get clear.
We need a reset, man, because there's so many classes.
Yo, Sprocko.
So
pretending to be Sprocko Benz.
Big up Sprocko.
Shout out Sprocko Benz.
Oh. Yo, all respect, dude, to the legend Sprocko Benz. Shawnee wants to be you. Chris in Long Beach. Chris.
Yo. Yes.
Yo, what is a must-have on that Thanksgiving plate?
Wow, there's a lot of must-haves, but I'll give you the real one. You got to know how to make a good sweet potato pie or sweet potato dish with the marshmallows.
Oh, you go with the marshmallows,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah. You need that. You need that.
Yeah, Mom Dukes was heavy with the marshmallow. Her marshmallow game. Shout out to moms wherever you are up top. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to moms up marshmallow top.
Yeah, marshmallow. Candy yams, courtesy of my grandmother Mary, passed that on to my moms. You know what I'm saying? Taught her how to make a black dish.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a real thing. Then when my mom married my dad, the women took my mom in the kitchen and was like,
said,
all right,
let me show you.
Come here, Jewish lady.
I'm going to show you what to do with
Stop
these marshmallows.
Stop putting raisins and everything.
Take these raisins.
No Take one wants, these goddamn raisins
no
out of
No one wants your raisins.
Let's hear, white lady. Use some damn seasoning. Rich.
Yo.
Rich out there, Stamford, Connecticut, must have on the Thanksgiving plate.
Sweet potato pie.
Another sweet
and
potato.
And that stuffing. You got to have stuffing.
Stuffing. I love now, stuffing. Now, who are the individuals who are anti-stuffing? I've heard of this.
Yeah, I like stuffing.
I'm not with the stuffing.
Talk to me about this, Shawnee Culture.
What? I like
what
it.
What is stuffing? Bread?
Yeah.
Flavored bread?
With your veggies
bread,
in
chopped
it.
Onions and veggies.
Mushrooms sometimes.
If it's done right, it's shoved in the turkey to cook and pulled on.
Oh, yes.
I don't need
Talk
all
about
that.
It.
You know what, Shawnee, you're saying you don't like bread shoved up a turkey's ass and take it out?
Basically.
What's wrong with you, Shawnee?
Yo, for all my swine diners, Jason from Brooklyn, what you getting, kid? What must you have on a Thanksgiving?
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, how you doing? I say pernil. You need that pork.
Yo, pernil.
Oh, pernil.
Bruh.
Pernil.
I've never had it in my life, but
sounds
people
good.
Swear pork, by it. Cash won't talk to me about the pernil.
The pernil, and if it's done right, it's nice and juicy, bro. And you got to have the part with a little bit of the fat on it. Oh.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah. That's where you at.
You see Louis? You see Louis? You see, you know what I'm talking
about? Wait, let's go to King Louis. We had a Dominican perspective. We need a Puerto Rican perspective on the pernil.
No, talk to me. No, he's exactly right. Fat on
there. See, I mean, yes,
his mouth is drooling.
Yeah, Louis, oh, yeah. Louis in a spot. Louis, it looks like you interrupted him watching porn the way he's talking about. He's like pernil. Oh.
Eddie in Harlem.
Yeah, you gotta have the collard greens.
Talk to him, baby. Talk to him. Yo, collard greens.
In the gun, I had no grits on. If I go to a girl house and she got grits in her collard green, she's on curve.
Wait, she got what in her collard green?
She got grits because you gotta clean the collard greens good.
Right.
Because they have dirt in them.
So, wait, you're talking about people who don't know how to clean collard greens?
No, but you have to have it on the plate. But, yeah, you have to have the collard greens clean.
Yo, if you don't know how to clean your greens good enough to cook them and it's still that gritty stuff in there with the collard greens from the dirt,
Yo,
my house is Kalaloo. We do Kalaloo.
Well, I love Kalaloo. It's so good.
I'll tell you guys right now, for as much as I love and admire Black American culture and you would think that I want to just be close to every part of it, Nothing about collard greens that I understand. I taste it and I'm like, this is not good. This
what? Whose collard greens did you have?
Not good. Well, you know, I'm not.
It was like some catering collard greens.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it's not like
a
I've
real...
been in. I'm not. I haven't been in some Christmas in Atlanta. Where
collard
I, you know,
greens can absolutely. It's collard greens is like this. It's like kale. Think of it like kale, mm-hmm. right? Where if somebody don't know what they're doing with the kale salad or whatever, it's just like you got some thick ass leaves on a plate.
Yes.
Greens is the same thing.
It can just be bitter and mushy, and I'm like,
and
what
nothing.
Is this?
It just, it, but if you know how to get busy, and
it's
you
spend, different.
Bruh, greens.
Aren't collard greens best with pork being included too, or no?
I mean,
I've had them with with turkey, like turkey bacon. They cook them up with turkey bacon,
with
and
turkey.
They can be slamming.
I never had it with pork in there before. We never had it. Never.
Wow.
Mm-mm. They wouldn't do that in the crib. Donovan in Brooklyn. Let me guess.
It's Jonathan. Jonathan, how you doing? Good morning.
Oh, they put down Donovan, which is mad racist because you said you want oxtail, so they was assuming you was Jamaican.
Oh, wow.
It was like Donovan.
Nah, I love you. You know, it's a Jamaican household in my house.
Yeah.
So that's a must. Gotta have the oxtails, man.
Boom, shaka talk.
Yo, I haven't had oxtails in 100 years, man.
I just want to say I love you guys.
Love
I'm
you too, brother.
I listen to you guys every day on my commute home from work, man.
Thank you so much for the love. Aww, happy Thanksgiving
love
you to you
Thanks,
and your
Jonathan,
family,
Jonathan, a.k.a. Donovan. We appreciate you, bro. Boom, shaka talk.
Donovan.
Right. He's right. In my crib, we got to have the curry chicken, a must, rice and peas, some collard.
Yum.
Got to be there, along with the turkey and all the other stuff. Stuffing, I don't even know why my mom makes that.
I'm going to keep it real. Tight. So at my girl's crib, they doing, she's vegan, like heavy. Won't have butter. Don't, like, she's.
What, are they having tofurkey?
Nah. Ugh. So she went to this spot in Harlem called Season Vegan, right? And they got, I mean, the food is incredible. But I got that barbecue fried turkey happening. And I yo. So, yeah. Listen, I'm all with the no animal products. But see, I'm not one of those people. I need to be able to move. You're not just gonna lock me into one category the whole time.
Right, right, right. You don't eat much meat, but you're gonna have some turkey.
I'm not gonna eat animal products most weeks of the year, but it's Thanksgiving. It's going down. Right. I'm having fish, I'm having birds, I'm having seafood, I'm having mac and cheese, I'm having things.
Dairy products.
I'm going to have some ice cream. My nose is going to be running. I'm going to cough the next day on site right away. Friday, I'm done. Shaniqua in Brooklyn, must have for Thanksgiving.
Hi, good morning, guys. I just want to say before I say it, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Thanks.
Love you too, girl.
Must have. I do turkey different every year, so this year I'm going to deep fry it.
Okay. You never had the fried turkey at your family's gathering yet?
Yeah, I have, but I'm going to do it myself this year.
Oh, hang on. Call the fire department.
My father-in-law. Be careful. My father-in-law almost burnt down the house.
I got this.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right. So Shaniqua, walk us through it. How you gonna set it up?
So what I'm going to do is, of course, I'm going to season it. Actually, I'm going to season it tonight. And I'm going to make sure. So last year I based it with like butter and cilantro and other seasonings.
Uh-huh.
And once I do that, I'm going to make sure I put what is it? I'm on some olive oil.
Uh-oh. It's getting crazy.
No.
All right. Walk me through how this thing is going in the deep fryer.
Here's how it's
going
to be.
Oh, deep fryer.
Remember Shaniqua?
Hello?
Wait, no, we were joking because never mind. Shaniqua, what's gonna happen when you deep? Shaniqua, what's gonna happen when you deep fry the turkey?
It's gonna fry. What do you mean? Like, what's gonna happen?
Are you doing it inside or outside?
I have a balcony. I'm doing it outside.
On a balcony?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh my God! So you bought a deep fryer, a special deep fryer, and you read all the instructions, and you feel very confident that you can pull this off.
Yeah, positive.
Hey, Cass One, can you play Four Alarm Blaze by M.O.P.?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
I'm worried about
right here on Hot 97.
Yo.
I'm scared too, man.
I'm worried about Shaniqua. She didn't sound too sure, even about her seasoning.
She's like, I got oil and a turkey.
And what did my aunt tell me to do again?
I have a balcony. I could just put the fryer out there. Oh, no.
Yeah, nah, it doesn't sound too good.
Be easy. Everyone be easy. Be real easy.
Yo, look, and also, too, with the with the driving and the drinking and the emotions of family, right? Like, we crack jokes and all that about the food. And there's a lot of stress going on in the world. There's a lot of emotions. We get inundated with so much bad news on a regular basis through our social media feeds. And, you know, with the news outlets trying to keep up with the internet and social media, they also continue to inundate us with those same negative stories. So you have just your personal emotions of whatever your bank account looks like, or the way your family is set up maybe causes you some emotional issues. Then you have whatever your bank account is or isn't, right? Then you have the family coming together to hear all of their problems they have of their own, or problems y'all have together. Then people start drinking. So I say all of that to say, just kind of put that in the forefront of your mind as you go into the holiday, to take it easy, man. Go slow. Call an Uber. Spend the night.
And count your blessings.
Facts.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff, but there's always good stuff to be thankful for.
Facts.
You have your freedom. Right? You have your life. You woke up. And I know sometimes people don't value those things, or it sounds cliche, but it's super real. Because, you know, think about the losses that a lot of people just suffered this week. People that seemingly, right, had everything going. Millions in the bank account and all of that. It doesn't, you know, and I send love and light and everything to the Porter and Combs family. But look what they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Money doesn't coat those problems.
Everyone's the same when it comes to those things.
Yeah, and that's why you got to give thanks for your freedom, for your life, and the fact that you have family, hopefully, that you could gather with, or friends, family that you've chosen, right? Because sometimes those bonds are stronger than family bonds. You don't get to pick your family. You get to pick your friends. And those are real bonds and real meaningful bonds. So, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Be safe on the roads. From Hot 97, Ebro in the Morning Castle. Go ahead, man. Ebro in the Morning.
Facts.
Thanksgiving time. Rosenberg feeling some type of way. We got the beautiful Laura Styles. The whole family's here. You got Mighty Mendez. Yeah. You got Shawnee Coach. You got Cass One. You got Scotty Bink.
All right, what we doing?
Yo, these people tried to steal my song, guys.
Oh, they did. They trying to take your season?
No, Thanksgiving season's mine. It always has been. I got something for him. Hold on. I got you.
Here we go. Ebro in the Morning.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. I'll start out with that, but I'm going to need more later. Got a fried turkey for all of you haters. Pants extra loose style, AC Slater. Ooh. Mashed potatoes got me feeling loose though.
Oh my god.
Ooh. But I got a sweet tooth though. Yams, apple pie. My mom makes some shit that'll make you cry. Yo, I swear she's legit. But let's talk about stuffing, cause I gotta have that. Add some gravy, cause you know I'm dumb fat.
Okay.
Redskins, Cowboys, gotta see that.
Yeah.
Romo on the bench, bitch, best believe that.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Thanksgiving bars.
Back to the food though. Gotta save Roombo. Don't want ham. How dare you assume so? How dare you assume because I'm Jewish I don't want ham? Try to steal potatoes and you know you're in trouble. Spencer's favorite too, so I gotta eat double. Mash, sweet, pancake, bake. Makes no difference, just put it on my plate.
Hey.
Skins at 4:30, so we gotta eat late.
Hey.
Extra moist turkey makes me wanna masturbate.
Hey. Whoa.
Sorry,
far.
Hold on, sorry, I'm
Yo,
sorry.
Man.
Whoa, sorry, too far. Gotta help grandma get her stuff from the car. Make sure the house got a fully stocked bar. Shout out to the troops celebrating in Qatar. For real,
okay,
we gotta show
right.
love.
Salute to the
we gotta show
Salute
love. I don't even know if we're in Qatar, but if they're there, I wanna show love.
And it might be Cutter. I'm not sure.
Okay. Right. Mom's dad, sisters, and your brother's new boo. Your uncle voted Trump, but he's coming here too. Fuck it, we're family. That's what we do. Sending love from Ebro. Laura, me too.
Wait, hold on.
I feel good, but at the same time.
You're not done, though. You got more gas in the tank.
I know it's the holidays.
That's right.
And I want to send love to everyone. But you know, Shia LaBeouf did something last week that made me feel some
you
type
gotta
of
way. You got to take him out.
Oh.
And I know it's the holidays. But as a Jewish dude, he's Jewish, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Why not?
He didn't even come talk to me about trying to get in the game.
Mm. Oh, they all gotta come see you.
You're the gatekeeper.
Shia LaBeouf, you gotta face facts. You only started rapping cause your film career is whack. Speaking of whack, your tattoos are that. If you saw Biggie, would probably get slapped. Matter of fact, don't rap on his tracks. Don't mention his name. Don't open your yap. You ain't shit. Missy, Big, Pac. Happy Thanksgiving. Come feast on my cock.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, when I see you, I might bust you in your face. Hey, but it's Thanksgiving, so I'm not, and family's going to be there. But I have to see you anyway. So Thanksgiving is the tone. You guys seeing anybody this Thanksgiving that you're concerned about? Rosenberg. Things are pretty good at the with the Rosenbergs and the rest of the family.
I got no issues. My Thanksgiving concern is my 20-year reunion on Saturday. Family issues, nothing, nothing.
So anybody from high school back in the day you're going to see on Saturday that might get drop-kicked in the chest?
No. I mean, maybe some awkwardness, but that's all.
This is my first Thanksgiving with the boyfriend's family.
Oh, big deal. When we come back from holiday, y'all got to remember, listeners remind us to check in with Laura Staff.
Yes. Are you going to cook something?
My first Rodriguez Thanksgiving. No, I ordered a deep-fried turkey.
There you go.
So I'm lit.
I don't know.
Let's see, guys.
Why you say you don't know, Sean?
I mean, this is a cultural, big deal. You gonna order some food and bring it?
Ebro told me it was delicious, so I said yes, I'll take two.
The fried turkey that we get in our house is cranking.
And it's ordered.
Yeah.
But mothers be looking. They want to see that you could cook for their son. They want to know where your skills are, and you come with an order.
So you think I should come with a side dish or something? Because I could cook.
A pie or something that you made yourself.
I'll do a little side dish.
Shawnee, times have changed. I know you still think you live in Trinidad in 1935.
How old is his mother?
Exactly, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah! Rastafari.
But you know what, Ebro? He wants to test me. I'll do a little something. Yeah, maybe I'll make some Brussels sprouts or something.
Yeah,
let
the moms.
I think in 2017.
Brussels sprouts may not do it.
She's old
some
school,
delicious. Delicious
50,
Brussels 60? Sprouts?
They better be really delicious.
What?
I think you guys are sexist and chauvinist.
Someone's girl shows up.
How old is his mother? 50, 60?
His mother works construction.
Yes.
She's
from DR.
She punches dudes in the face for a living.
Mothers and sons.
Super understanding and open. She's like, just come and have a good time.
And Laura, do not let these dummies put pressure on you. If you want to bring Brussels sprouts to the family and be like, hey guys, we're eating healthy. That's good.
Right? Some greens.
You
want to
hear the sound of Brussels sprouts on Thanksgiving?
I hope somebody makes Brussels sprouts.
It's going to be all good. 2-3 years later, she'd be like, that was that time she bought Brussels sprouts.
Yo, Keith in Long Island.
Yo, what's up, Ebro? I want to say first off that you're the number one morning show going, baby.
Yo, we love you for that, man. It's all good.
Thank you.
Look, Keith, Thanksgiving next Thursday. You going to the in-laws' house?
Yeah, check this out. First of all, I'm from Mount Vernon, right? And I live in Long Island now. And they live way out east. See, bro, they can't even cook, baby.
They can't even cook.
They got to get Swedish meatballs and all kinds of frozen food. And check it out. I get into an argument every year. It always turns into almost blows when I go over there. So why should I even go over there?
Look, bro, just don't go to blows.
No.
These are your family members.
And don't sleep on Swedish meatballs necessarily.
They're
kind of
popping out here.
Rosenberg. Frozen Swedish meatballs.
They're not even handmade.
Frozen.
Not even handmade.
Disrespect.
Well, let's try this one. Angela, you got to see your cousins, but they voted for who?
Donald Trump.
Oh, it is going to be good. Are you going to bring up politics or will they?
They probably will because they also brought it up at Christmas. So,
what's your ethnic background?
Me, I'm Italian, but my husband is basically the United Nations. He's a little bit of everything.
African American over here. Look at him.
So, how does your husband react to this?
He is highly offended. Very offended.
Oof, that's rough.
It's to the point, yeah, it's to the point where I'm dreading us all being in the same room together because something's going to be said and something's going to go down. They don't listen to me, and it turned into a whole big thing for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and they're real upbeat.
Well, look, man, all you got to say, Angela, to your family is, look, if you guys are comfortable voting for a racist, that's fine. Let's continue to enjoy our food.
Yeah, that's kind of all you could say. If you think things are going really well right now and you're happy with all everything going on, I couldn't.
And I said that. You know what they say? He's not racist. He's going to bring money to this country. And I'm like, he's starting a race war. What's going on with you people?
Bad umbrage here.
You know?
Well, some people are stupid. Some people are stupid enough to only be concerned with their bank account. So, but
exactly,
you know, that's also why a lot of people came to this country, because all they cared about was materialism and getting rich.
And take some advice from Donald Trump. Take some advice from Donald Trump himself in terms of dealing with your family.
Please don't be too nice.
There you go. Thanks, Angela.
Bye. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Bye, Angela.
Tiny out there in Queens.
Yo.
You're going to your friend Russell's house in Miami for Thanksgiving. You might punch him in his face. Why?
Because, man, like, I got love for him, and what a man got is his, and I don't want hate, but, you know, he'd be copping his new toys, and they'd be like, yo, I just got this, da da da, da, and I'm like,
no, you're a hater. You're definitely a hater.
No, Tiny,
let the hate go, bro.
He's being honest about it.
Nah, man, it's not hate, but he keeps sending me pictures, yo, I just bought a Lambo, I just bought a phone. I'm happy for him.
No, you're not.
I'm happy for him.
You're a liar.
You're happy.
You're a liar.
You're happier, Jay.
Every man deserves that just do. I'm here working 12 hours a day.
Here we go. Now we're being honest.
Just do. I got a Cadillac Escalade that's about to die.
Yeah.
And then he gets mad at me when I say, yo, I can't make it. Oh, why you can't make it? You always say it. I say, dude, I have a job. No. I got bills to pay.
Yeah, but here, Tiny, here's the problem. It still sounds like you're mad at your life, and his life just makes you...
No, definitely not. I mean, we all choices, and if you make a bad choice, you got to live with it. I accept that. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus, man, you keep... Yo, dude, he got a Bentley.
Look, here come the hate.
Phantom.
Here come the hate.
He just bought a Ferrari.
Oh, he makes you sick. Tiny, he makes you sick. Just keep running it down. Your life sounds like one big L with your broken down Escalade, and your friend is living life.
Well, by the way, let's take a moment here.
Yeah,
at some point, you had a working Escalade, though.
But yeah, it's working.
That's a very expensive car, though. That's how I took
it
an Escalade.
It depends on what year.
Yeah.
What year is it?
5.
Oh, 05, a 12-year-old Escalade? Womp, womp.
Oh, no.
Tiny, damn.
Push through, Tiny.
I can't even keep talking to you anymore. It might rub off on me.
What, the hate?
No, just the L of his life.
Oh, that's mean. Yo, you're mean.
I'm just playing. Thanksgiving disasters.
Yes.
Basically... your life is in shambles now, and we're going to laugh at you.
I like it.
I mean, look, life is real. Things get crazy on Thanksgiving. You know, being able to talk to your family here at Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, is therapy.
That's right.
We're here for you.
What's the word? Cathartic?
Yep.
Yes. All right.
Let's go to Crystal in Brooklyn. Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
Thanksgiving disaster was what?
Yeah, my boyfriend, he didn't show up, like, to Thanksgiving dinner. I had invited him. We've been together for 5 months. My mom, my dad, they were so excited, like, to meet him, and he never showed up. Now, I've been calling him all week, and he hasn't answered, so I don't even know if I have a boyfriend anymore.
Oh, my God!
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's
Wait,
terrible.
Crystal, what's his name? Maybe we could send out an all-points bulletin
okay,
for him.
David.
Well, now, hold on. I have a real serious question. Have you looked on it? Have you checked his social and everything? Like, is he all right?
He blocked me.
Oh, in that case, I want to reiterate something.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, you're finished now, kid.
Damn.
Back to the drawing board.
By the way, though, I'm really glad that she learned that lesson now, because he sounds like a bad guy.
Yeah, there
so,
you go.
Better now than later.
Aaron from Brooklyn.
Yo, good morning. Happy holidays, yo.
Happy holidays.
What happened?
Oh, man, Aaron. Disaster. Thanksgiving. What happened, man?
No, man. You know, we have to pray it up for the food.
You know what I'm saying? We said a little prayer, and one of my cousins was just like, yo, I got to get some on my chest. So I'm like, yo, what's the hope this ain't one of those, I'm coming out the cloud or whatever. I don't know. Long story short, he came and confessed that he did two home invasions, and it was on the whole family.
Wait.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, he's robbed family members' houses.
Yeah, he did two home invasions. We the house got robbed. You know what I'm saying? We had police reports and everything, and he came out. Yeah, I mean, he must have found God. I don't know, whatever happened. But he came out, and he said, he's going to give everybody everything. He's going to reimburse everybody back. He's going to give everything back, but he just needs to do it. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. He got his ass.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, hilarious. Now, for clarity, home invasion is different than robbing a house.
Right, home invasion means there are people in the house.
There were people in the house. They got tied up and robbed.
Right. Well, I think then you get a kidnapping charge also.
Right. Robbing a house is just breaking in a house,
no one's there. Right.
Hopefully. Anonymous from Queens. I'm going to let you tell your story and why you're keeping your name anonymous. Go ahead, please. Thanksgiving disaster.
I'm keeping my name anonymous because people will know who I am if I say this story, and no one in the family needs to know what transpired.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving dinner, everyone is together, the family's together, my daughter and her family, I'm at my daughter's family's house. And her brother kisses me, my stepson. I have a child with their father. He's 26, I'm 40. I kissed him back, and then we stopped. And then later on in the evening, we had a few more drinks, and then we ended up sleeping with each other.
Wait, who?
Her and her stepson had sex on Thanksgiving.
Me and the stepson had sex. And the father was there. Me and the father aren't together anymore.
Got it. You guys aren't together. Okay.
How long have you known this boy?
14 years.
Oh, you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hold on now. How old is he?
Hold on now. What do you mean? Hold on.
I have to investigate.
He's 29 or 26. Now, she's known him 14 years.
You known him since he was 12 years old?
Ooh. Yeah, because I was.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So, what happens now?
So, now we just. That's where it is.
You're a liar. You're going to keep having sex with this
child. You're a liar.
You're a liar. Wait, time out. No, time out.
Where's the daughter?
I don't care. B, I don't care.
Why?
I'm sorry, because we have a woman on the phone who basically, I feel like, is a pedophile. You can't really say that.
You can't accuse someone of being a pedophile if they had sex with someone who's well into being an adult.
I'm not a pedophile. We didn't have sex until he's a grown-ass man, and I was a girl, and I've always been a girl. I mean, he's grown. He's over 26.
The thing is that you guys can't get the fact that she's seen him since he was a teenager.
No, I get that part. It's weird,
child.
But I'm saying you can't call someone. It's just not the crime she committed. You can't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be one thing if she was like, I was waiting. It's still gross and weird, guys. I'm not saying it's not. If she was waiting since he was 12.
I can't. I'm stuck.
All right, real
I'm
quick.
Stuck.
Where was your daughter? Where was your daughter when it happened, though?
The family was all around. And, you know, we took a little segregation. We took a little trip away from everything.
Where'd you go?
To another part of the house where no one was at.
And how long did it last?
Wait a minute. Nah, B. No.
One
details. No.
This is so crazy.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
As discussed yesterday on this show, while we were fed the story of the pilgrims and the Indians and the first dinner they had together, which was a farce, fake news for sure, fake news. The attempt at some marketing in America over many generations, the real story of Thanksgiving starts with Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War, and a mother writing a letter to him asking him to designate time for families to come back together during the Civil War. And so he made a day. I don't know why they went with the Pilgrims and Indians marketing scheme. That was terrible. Whoever was sitting at that, it was a terrible decision. Because why not go with the Civil War story? That this is
good
the time.
Story.
It's a great story. Our country was torn apart. You had brothers on different sides. You had family members on different sides. We went through something. And to bring us back together, Thanksgiving was created.
Right.
To bring families back together, to give thanks for the things we do have and focus on the future and positivity.
That sounds beautiful.
Why sell us that BS Pilgrims Native American story?
I don't know.
I mean, every holiday we have is decorated with fake news.
Yes.
Instead of just the root of what it is. But every holiday from Valentine's is, you know, Cupid and Christmas with
Easter
this
with the bunny. Easter I don't even understand the bunny, what the bunny got to do with the resurrection.
There's some decoration that you're like, why didn't you just say it was this? Like just a day for love or just a, you know what I'm saying, resurrection. Where the bunny come from?
They need marketing.
Where the pilgrims
they
come from?
They needed marketing.
Yeah, why do they add that?
I don't know. But anyway, hopefully you're getting together with loved ones. And hopefully you don't have one of those loved ones or you yourself who is going to attempt to modify a classic Thanksgiving dinner. Do you guys have family members like that?
Yes.
Look, man, the turkey's the turkey, man. The cranberry sauce, stuffing's the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes.
What about vegetarians, though? Tofurkey.
I mean, okay, yeah, all right, fine, if that's what you want to bring for you. But don't modify the basics. Don't add raisins to the stuffing.
Oh.
I hate the raisins in the stuffing.
I'll punch someone in the face over raisins.
I don't like raisins.
I mean, you know, technically
either.
Deep frying a turkey is modifying.
Good point.
You know.
Hey, why are you trying to come for my deep fried turkey, man?
Honestly, by the way,
it is good, but a deep fried turkey.
Have you had one? Before you speak on it.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Have you had a flavored
deep fried turkey?
My father in law almost burned down the house 2 years ago with deep frying turkey, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I had the video of the flame. We had to call the fire department.
He was one of those.
He had to get bailed out by the firefighters. Yeah. I was sitting there like, and you know, it's your father in law, so I'm just sitting there like,
but how was the turkey?
Good. Very solid. I don't prefer it. My number one preferred turkey, because I've been debating this a lot this week. Some people think turkey's really, like, not even a good part of Thanksgiving. Mm. And to me, if the turkey's cooked right, moist, like really moist turkey. Yes.
Slow cooked.
Yes.
Don't rush the turkey, man.
Because if it gets dry, it's whack.
You can't rush
it. Cardboard?
No, all of a sudden, it's all of a sudden sugar hill gang. Because the chicken tastes like wood. But if it's moist, phenomenal.
You have a sugar hill gang reference? You've been waiting to do that reference for a long time.
It popped in my head. When I think of dried chicken, I think of
dried turkey.
Chicken tastes like wood.
Some Spanish people don't even make a turkey. They just do like a pernil or something.
And you know what, Italians, from what I've been told, lasagna. Italians all have the big lasagna dish lasagna. First. They have a lasagna meal. Shout
Love
out to
that.
All our Italian listeners.
Love that.
2 o'clock, they do lasagna maybe. And they come back 2 hours later and have. And we were debating yesterday on time, what people think is the best time for Thanksgiving.
I say 4 o'clock's the best time.
I agree with Ebro. And my family's doing it at 6 this year. I think 4 o'clock's the best.
Because at 4, I got time for a nap and at least 2 other plates.
Ain't no napping.
6 o'clock.
6.
No.
Six is actually 7. 4 is actually 5. Let's just keep it 1,000.
And also, I think, do you guys not, are you not
Nobody's showing up
we
on
We always
time.
Do 6 o'clock.
Shawnee?
6, yeah.
A la 6.
So we eating all day. We're eating all day anyway.
I know, but
we're eating, drinking dinner.
I
like
want to
six.
Defend Ebro here, though. Is I want to.
We eat again, and we're playing dominoes, and I'm sipping on something. That's what happened. Yo, and then by 10,
when
the kids
you picture
asleep,
Ebro, it is the blackest Thanksgiving you could ever picture. Domino game. It feels like Shaft music's playing. People are coming.
Wow.
I picture like 1973 blaxploitation movie.
No, it's fun, man. We have a good time.
My crib, there's a talent show. It's real.
Pray tell, Shawnee. What kind of talent?
There's a talent show every year at my house.
Will your son be telling jokes this year?
He gets shy, but he might.
Hey,
but there's definitely dancing and there's instruments playing. And it's a lot.
But I do want to say, Ebro's defense, like the early Thanksgiving is a very common thing. That is like, that Thanksgiving dinner is sort of a loose word to even use for the meal because some people have it at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's too early.
I don't know anybody who has it at 2 o'clock.
That's way too early.
I like the middle of the day for it because, to Ebro's point, when you have it at 6, 7 o'clock, it's such a heavy meal, you kind of don't even recover from it.
See, now here's a twist, though. So my Thanksgivings are usually, you know, when my mom was alive, my mom would be there, and my brother, he has his own family, so that would not always be.
He would either be there sometimes.
You're talking about adult Thanksgiving.
Adult Thanksgiving. Be there and not be there, whatever. And then obviously my nieces and nephews would be there, my brother's kids. But obviously now with Issa's mom, Coco, and Grandpa, and who else is coming through? I don't know who else is coming through. I forgot. But we've been playing. We play games. Like, I've always played games. When I was little, it was always dominoes, cards. Mm-hmm. Even Uno was good. Like, mm-hmm. whatever you was getting into. So here comes my white-ass brother this year and asked, do we have cards? I was like, of course we have cards, board games, whatever. He was like, good. I want to play Poop on Your Neighbor and 3-1-1.
Never heard of
one of these white games. I was going to ask you, Rosenberg.
What is that?
These are some white poop card games.
I've never heard of Poop on Your Neighbor in my life.
What's 3-1-1?
I've never heard of 3-1-1. Listen. I know normal white boy games like pulling out your schlong and showing it to your friends.
What?
I don't know. I've never heard of these games.
See, I'm good with dominoes, spades.
That's it.
Uno, Monopoly.
I'm not playing
basic,
Uno.
Basic.
No.
Uno's fun, man.
What?
I'm not.
Uno is
what, like
so fun.
Dance party? Yeah, the music's playing too. Some kids are dancing.
Oh, no.
No,
like dancing.
Yeah. Issa will be dancing. Her mom will be dancing.
That's going down in this Dominican Bronx Thanksgiving.
Then you take the long
Sounds
walk
awful.
And you smoke. You long walk for the blunt smoke. Then you come
Mad
back
full drunk.
This shows a lot of cultural differences because everything you guys are setting up sounds so unappealing to me. I'm like, what is this? That's not my holiday at all.
What's unappealing about dancing and partying? That's fun. What do you
Laura,
mean?
Laura, I have a question. You've known me a long time. How often do I dance and party?
Well, no, like so the way our house is usually set up, you're watching, the games are on, mm-hmm. right? So you got that option. Yeah. There's multiple rooms with games on. In the like walkways, I mean, there's music playing.
How many people are there?
Like
is it the tunnel?
It's like 20.
Yes.
But I'm saying hallways, not walkways. But in the hallways, kids are playing with toys. They're all spread out wherever.
Nah, I've never had anything that big.
People
honestly.
Who want to have relationship combos are usually mm-hmm. in the kitchen somewhere. That's mm-hmm. usually where the relationship combos
yep.
take place.
There's like a guru session?
Yes.
Somebody's grandmother is holding court.
Guru talk be in the kitchen, yeah. Facts.
And then and throughout the house, the music, you can hear the music. So if you opt to go where closer Wherever to where the music go. Is playing, you can dance over there.
Yeah,
if you
kids
want
is on
but
the
you got options.
Playing, doing that thing.
Grandpa's on the terrace.
It sounds like
weed.
Circle of Sisters. Is your Thanksgiving Circle of Sisters?
Pretty much.
There's
yeah,
a
Circle of
there's
Sisters.
An expo. There's an expo relationship talk.
Yes. Yeah.
Come and get a makeup tutorial.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's to the point. Everyone's are so different. Like I never grew up with a really particularly big Thanksgiving. It's like a 12 to 15 person Thanksgiving. So it's not like partying. I mean, those do sound fun. Honestly, it's just totally different. Than mine. It's very low key. Right. Football's on, hang out at the table, then everyone goes and sits in the living room.
Think of Thanksgiving like this. Think of Thanksgiving like a Super Bowl party with more family, more kids, and more. Yeah, it's a lot more praying.
It's just a lot more
praying.
Prayer, you know, prayer.
People pray at Thanksgiving?
We pray over the food, and then people are reminiscing of old stories. And if you have a really religious family member, when they start reminiscing of old stories, then they start talking about somebody that passed. And then somebody wants to have a little prayer over somebody that passed. You guys know how
this is nothing like I'm Jewish.
Rosenberg,
there's nothing religious about Thanksgiving.
I'm with Castle. We clear out the living room, and it's dancing going on. Like, turn up, let's go.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Last year, Issa was so excited about her new drum set. We was drumming. We started a little drumming circle. She was dancing.
Drumming circle.
Yeah, we was dancing, man.
We giving thanks, bro. There's a lot of things to be thankful for.
That's fine.
Right. No, it's all.
Shani, what are you thankful for, man?
Life. Life every day,
generic,
breath,
generic.
Water. That's not, see, that's where you fail.
Yo,
thank because you. That is not generic, bro.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good
you
point.
Know what I'm saying? Don't think for just the house and complexities.
Laura Stiles, what are you thankful for?
You're going to call me generic, but I'm the happiest I've been in a really long time.
That's not generic. That's specific.
Yes,
that's
very specific. I'm super happy. I love my job. I love my friends. I'm in a great relationship. I'm making money. I am just really in a good space.
Oh, that was really touching. Yeah. I'm more. You know what I'm thankful for? Laura Stiles being so thankful.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Yeah. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for my family.
Generic. These are crazy.
Mom.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.